Ooh, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be doing lots of adding. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Let's write our names at the top of our paper with pencil. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color for a little bit before we use our pencil again. So we're going to do a lot of adding today and some coloring too. What I want you to look at looks like this is like a pet hotel daycare situation. I don't know unless this person has a lot of animals. And I want you to look for the kitty cats. Yep. All right. I want you to color all the cats orange. Will you do that for me? Color all the cats orange. We are going to add today, and we are going to work on a special word called addend. Can you say that? Addend. Mm-hmm. Addend. Addend. Mm-hmm. So when we figure out how many cats there are, we're going to know the first addend in our addition problem. Mm-hmm. So we're coloring the cats orange. How many cats do you see? How many cats are you coloring? Yep, there's only two. There's one on top of the table and there's one under the table. But we're coloring both of them orange. So two is going to be an addend in our addition problem. That means it's a number in our problem that we're going to add to another number. It's just a fancy word. I love it though. I love to use fancy words. Take two more seconds for the cats. Two, one. All right. We're going to color the dogs now. But I want you to listen for listen and learn. Do you see the dog by the table? Okay, I want you to color the dog by the table, sitting right there by the table. I want you to color him gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. We're going to color the dog by the table gray. Once we find out how many dogs there are, we'll have our other number for our addition problem. We have two cats, and once we find out how many dogs we have, we'll have our other number. Two is our first addend. The number of dogs will be our next addend. We'll add those two numbers together. We'll put the addends together. All right, take two more seconds for your gray dog. Two, one. Okay, do you see the dog with his faces down? I don't know how to say this. His booty is in the air. Do you see that one? His booty is in the air with his tail wagging. I'm sorry to say it, but it's true. Okay, let's color him brown. Any kind of brownish, beige-ish color. Color that dog brown. So we have a gray dog. Now we're going to have a brown dog. He looks so happy. His head is down and his booty is in the air. I'm sorry. I can't. There's no other way to say it. There is just no other way to say it. Okay. He's going to be brown. He's so cute and happy. All the dogs are cute. I'm more of a dog person than a cat person. Mm-hmm. Just letting you know the truth about me. Truth about Mrs. Oldham, she really loves dogs. Okay, put down your brown crayon in two, one. All right, do you see the dog sitting next to that dog? His tail's kind of wagging too. He's wearing a collar and he's sitting straight up and tall. Let's color him black. If you don't have a black crayon, you can use your pencil again. It's fine. It will be fine. So how many dogs are we coloring? Three. How many cats? Two. So two and three are our addends. We're going to take those two numbers and add them together. We can also say three dogs and two cats. 3 and 2 are our addends. So take about 2 more seconds for your black dog. 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. Let's touch and count the cats and dogs. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3 plus 2 equals 5, or 2 plus 3 equals 5. It can be cats plus dogs, or it can be dogs plus cats. Either way works. Okay, let's try another problem. There are some bones lying around in our picture. They're for the dogs, and they're just lying around in our picture. Let's color the bones. Let's make it fun. Let's color the bones blue. Why not? We can have blue bones. Color all the bones blue that you see lying around. Not on dishes, not on dog bowl dishes, just the ones that are laying around. There's one on the floor, 2 on the floor, and I see one on the table. Do you see that one? Color those blue. All right, how many are laying around? You should be almost finished. These are easy to color. I like coloring them, actually. All right, put down all your crayons in 3, 2, 1. How many bones were just lying around? Yep, 3. 1, 2, 3. That is going to be the first number in our next addition problem. That's an addend. 3 will be our first addend. Now I want you to look for the balls of yarn in our picture. Do you see the balls of yarn? Let's color them purple. Color the balls of yarn purple. Let's see how many there are. Here's 1, 2. I only see 2. So we have another addition problem that's kind of exactly like the dogs and cats. Do you remember? There were 3 dogs and 2 cats. Do you remember what the answer was? Because now we have 3 bones and 2 balls of yarn. Put down all your crayons in 3, 2, 1. Let's touch and count the bones and the yarn. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3 plus 2 equals 5. Or 2 plus 3 equals 5. Either way works. What are the addends in the problem? 3 and 2. You got it. All right, let's try something else. Do you see the dog food, the bag of dog food? Okay, let's color the bag of dog food yellow. Find your yellow crayon. You can color the whole thing yellow. How many bags of dog food are in our picture? Yep, just 1. 1 big bag of dog food. 1 will be one of our addends, the number in the addition problem. Take a couple more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down your yellow crayon. Can you find all the fish bowls for me and color the water in the fish bowl blue? Any kind of blue works for me. I'm going to use my blue-green. Color all the water in all of the fish bowls blue. How many fish bowls do you see? Yep, just 1 on top of the table. Color the water blue. There's not even any fish in it. Interesting. Okay, put down your crayon. Boys and girls, we have 1 bag of dog food and 1 fish bowl with no fish in it. What's 1 plus 1? You got it. 2. What are the add-ins in that problem? Yep, 1 and 1. You're getting the hang of this. All right. Do you see the dog crate or the cat crate? It looks like a cage. Do you see it? We don't call it a cage. We call it a crate because we're not caging up any animals. No. Let's color the dog gate or the dog. I said gate. I meant crate. Let's talk. Oh my goodness, boys and girls, I'm so sorry. Let's color the dog crate red. My goodness, my tongue is all sorts of messed up. So we're going to call it, I guess it could be a gate, but I'm going to call it a crate. Either way, it works. You know what I'm talking about, right? Color it red for me. The top, the bottom, and the bars. I guess it could be a gate, but I really think it's a crate because I see a blanket inside. Do you see the blanket? Yeah, we're going to color that blanket. So we have the crate as red. Take a couple of more seconds. 2, 1, and let's color the blanket inside. Let's color it blue, any kind of blue you want. Yeah, it's a crate. Dogs like to be in their crates. All right, put down all your crayons. And we've got some dog bowls and some cat bowls for feeding. Let's color all of the bowls yellow. All of the bowls. How many bowls are there? While you're coloring, start counting the food bowls for the dogs and the cats. 1, 2, we're coloring the whole thing yellow. If you want to skip some parts and finish later, you can do that. 2, 3, 4. I count 4 food bowls. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. We have 1 dog crate and how many food bowls? 4. So the add-ins are 1 and 4. Let's count to find the answer. What's 1 plus 4? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 plus 4 equals 5. Or 4 bowls plus 1 crate. Equals 5. Okay, let's move down to the 10 frame. Do you see it? It's underneath the bone and the dog food. It's a box with a lot of squares and some circles. We're going to call those circles counters. I want you to color 5 of the counters purple, 5 in a row on the top. 1 with your purple crayon, color it in the circle. 2, 3, 4, 5. Color the rest green. Color the rest green for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What would be the add-ins in our problem on this 10 frame? It would be the purple plus the green. How many purple? 5. Plus how many green? 5. What's 5 plus 5? The 10 frame is full. We don't even have to count them. 10. Write the number 10 with your pencil on the line. Good job. You can use a 10 frame to add. And if you scoot over, you can use fingers to add. Look at the first hand. How many fingers are being shown? 0. How many are on the next hand? 2. So we're going to write how many? 2. What are the add-ins for that? 0 plus 2. The add-ins are 0 and 2. Great. Okay, let's move down to the number line. Do you see the 7? It has a circle around it. Let's trace the circle around the 7. That's our first add-in. We're going to have 7 plus 3. So on the number line, we're going to hop 3 times to find the answer. So do you see the rainbow hops? Start on the number 7 rainbow, right above the 7, and let's trace it and count 3. 7 plus 3. 1, 2, 3. What did we land on? 10. Can you box up the number 10 with your pencil? Put a square around the number 10 with your pencil. Box it up. 7 plus 3 equals 10. We landed on the 10. What are the add-ins? 7 and 3. You got it. All right, move down to the word. It's spelled A-D-D. E-N-D. That spells addend. Let's trace that word. A-D-D-E-N-D. Addend. Okay, let's read and trace and write this problem under the word addend. 2, trace it, plus 7, trace it, equals 9. Trace it. What are the add-ins in this problem? Which numbers are the add-ins? What are we adding? 2 and 7. Circle the 2. That's our add-in. And circle the 7. That's our other add-in. That's what we're adding. 2 plus 7. Awesome! Okay, scoot over. It's our last thing to do. It says 4 plus 3. We're going to draw a picture to find the answer for this addition problem. You can draw a picture to figure out the answer. 4 plus 3. 4 and 3 are our add-ins. For the 4, on the dog food bowl, I want you to find your blue crayon and draw 4 stripes on the dog food bowl. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, put down your blue crayon. What's our other add-in? We have 4 and 3. For the 3, I want you to use your purple crayon and draw 3 stripes on the food bowl. You can cross over the blue stripes if you need to. 1, 2, 3. Put down your purple crayon. Now we're going to count the blue and the purple stripes. 4 blue plus 3 purple. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 4 plus 3 equals 7. Write the number 7 on the line. Boys and girls, you did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.